USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Police in Atlanta say one person has been killed and four others are injured in critical condition after a gunman opened fire in a Midtown Atlanta hospital. This man, a doctor in that hospital.
All he knew was that they heard a number of gunshots from upstairs on the 11th floor. And when the elevator well came down from that floor, there was a pool of blood.
Police say the suspect, who's been identified as 24-year-old Deion Patterson, may have carjacked a vehicle and fled the scene. That car has been found abandoned. The White House is monitoring what's happening in Atlanta. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president remains frustrated with Congress because they've done nothing to promote gun safety.
Congress needs to take more steps to deal with the violence that we're seeing, again, in our communities, our schools, our churches, which just should not be.
She's also urging the residents of Atlanta to follow police directions. The wife of the man who's accused of killing five of his neighbors in the town of Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, has been arrested. Devamara Lamar Nava was taken into custody today. She's accused of hiding Francisco Oropeza in the home where he was arrested last night. Nava denies ever knowing Oropeza's whereabouts while he was on the run or hiding him. Another rise in interest rates is coming. The Federal Reserve has announced they are raising rates a quarter of a percentage point. This will be the 10th rate hike in a row. While recent reports show that inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. A former executive assistant to then-Vice President Biden says she had no idea she packed up classified documents when she cleared his office as VP. Kathy Chung testified before the House Oversight Committee today, saying she also didn't notice the documents when she was unpacking boxes at Biden's new private office in Washington, D.C. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-406-3498 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-406-3498. That's 800-406-3498. What do you have to lose? Call 800-406-3498. Again, 800-406-3498.
Some congressional Republicans are calling the day Title 42 ends next week a nightmare date. Title 42 is the public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations at the southern border.
You're going to continue to see more and more people encouraged by the prospect of being able to successfully make it across the border into the interior of the United States.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas said sending troops to the border is just a symbolic gesture that will do nothing to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. Senator Dianne Feinstein could return to Capitol Hill as soon as next week. Feinstein has been back in California since late February after being hospitalized with shingles. The 89-year-old's absence from the Senate has slowed the confirmation of President Biden's judicial nominees, and that's prompted calls for her resignation from members of her own party. She's already announced that she will retire at the end of her term in 2024. New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves. A new law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings. That includes gas stoves and furnaces and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. The new law applies to all new buildings shorter than 7 stories by 2026 and taller buildings by 2029. It's the end of the road for weight loss company Jenny Craig. The company emailed its employees today saying they are shutting down because they can't secure additional financing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Forget where you left the keys. Forget where you parked the car. Forget to feed the kids. As we get older, we forget things. Forget no more. Vita Memory Max restores your brain power to get you back to life without all the clutter. Work more efficiently. Get back on track with Vita Memory Max. Go to VitaMemoryMax.com. That's VitaMemoryMax.com. Don't forget, VitaMemoryMax.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month's supply. Details at VitaMemoryMax.com.